we kind of went over the rules there at the time. And, yeah, kind of, it's an unwritten rule, sort of, you know, for unwritten means that there's nothing saying that you can't say CQ on VHF or UHF. So, so it's not wrong. He's not doing anything wrong by doing it, but it's kind of an unwritten rule amongst the ham community that CQ be used for more for HF purposes than for VHF. Because I don't know why, really. It's just one of those, I don't know, I'd say old-fashioned, maybe, I don't know. That's not the right word. But yeah, if it's an older ham saying that, then, you know, you never hear the new guys say stuff like that, you know. But it's usually the people that have had their license for some time there. And mostly communicate on HF, and now once in a while they get on a repeater or something like that, and you know, they follow the same procedure, you know, but they don't really have to, you know, but there's nothing saying they can't do it there. Back to you, VE5 Alpha Lima, VE5 RJM.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, I think I got a picture. Yeah, I don't want to use CQ on the VHF or whatever. No, I don't want to be in trouble. I'm just curious, that's why. Because quite a bit a while ago, and I think I'm talking with you and somebody else or whatever, and the round table, and somebody called CQ. So, but I was surprised. I thought, what the hell is going on? Never heard that CQ on the 2 years before for, you know, for 55 years. But, yeah. Can you imagine the guys that give the ship to him and because he called a CQ? Oh, my God. That's disgusting. Well, anyway, so maybe, I don't know. I don't want to go too far away with that kind of stuff. But, I mean, and you give a shit at somebody and the ham radio guys, ham radio operator, that's not right. You're not supposed to be yelling or at somebody, you know, and be nice and patient or whatever, but if you don't like it, just shut up. As simple as that. Back to you, Randy.
Victor Echo, yeah, One Echo Papa, for a comment there.
You know, big deal, you know, so if somebody calls CQ, it's, like I said, they're not doing anything wrong, you know, so the guy that, he was stuck in his old ways, you know, and it was, I don't know, kind of uncalled for sure. You know, and you know, they chased the guy away, you know, he wasn't around again after that. He said, just on you guys, I'm going to stick on my HF then. You know, and there's no need for stuff like that, you know, for sure. Not in radio. It's, you know, I think the guy that gave him shit was in more wrong than the guy calling CQ, that's for darn sure, because he kind of, you know, he broke the number one rule, courtesy, you know, be courtesy to others, you know, and that's, you know, code of conduct, you know, as an amateur radio operator, you know, that is a rule, you know, and he actually broke that, so, you know, we just kind of stood back and waited to them to finish, and It was not good. It was not a good situation to hear. It kind of turned my stomach at the time, you know, when the guy got upset there, you know, for a guy you know, he was a senior ham operator, and you know, it doesn't matter if you're senior or if you're young, you know, if you call CQ, big deal. Exactly. So, he's not breaking any rules, but if you're to give him backlash, you're the one that's breaking the rules there. So yeah, it's just kind of an unwritten rule because, you know, you call CQ, you know, because mostly because of propagation, you know, and, you know, so the other guy hears you, you know, because he might not hear you the first two or three times, so you call CQ, and that way, you know, one of your, the other guy can hear you, maybe, you know, if it's not, the propagation isn't that great, so. So that goes to HF, so VHF, you're supposed to have good propagation on a repeater there. So, doesn't really apply, but at the same time, he wasn't breaking any rules. So, back to you.
Yeah, Roger. Well, I think, Emil, you want to make some comment about it. Good morning again, Emil. Go ahead.
Yeah, very good. I'm sort of lost here. For some reason, Drew disconnected us from the 420 by chance. I tried reconnecting, but it's not connecting. I guess we're playing games again with the 420. If you get a chance there, maybe later, just see if you can connect to it there. Randy, over.
Yeah, we'll do. I'm just enjoying my coffee here, and I'm going to watch the news, and then I'll take a look at it there, if that's okay with you, if you don't have to have it right away connected there. So I'll check on my phone there, and I'll be able to connect to it that way as well, so then I don't have to move from my couch. So yeah, if I find out something, I'll let you know. And, yeah, I don't know. Maybe he's got some issues there, and that's why you can't connect email. He might not have done anything there. Might be just an issue with his network there. Over.
Yeah, did you read my email there last night? I sent you there. I sent you an email about that situation. Over.
Yes, I did, and I replied back to you, I think. But, yeah, here nor there. It's unfortunate.
Yeah, okay, very good. We'll keep an eye on it. Anyway, thanks, appreciate all what you do there, and I think you're absolutely right about calling CQ. CQ ain't the big issue. The big issue is being respectful and not giving anybody any hard times over the airways. If somebody's doing something wrong, send them an email or give them a phone call. But you don't take it out over the airways. That's not the proper protocol. But we all slip up sometimes, but that's my view. You don't tell people what to do. All we can do is try to set an example. With that, I'll say 7-3 there, Randy. Thanks for what you do, and I got to go grab some lunch here. One Echo Papa Portable Clear, and I guess back to you there, Pierre.
Yeah, thank you for your comment, email. Thank you. Felici, have a good morning and good breakfast. 73. All right, Randy. So, excuse me. Did you talk to Michelle about the corn for if she wants some or not? And again, is that okay for next Tuesday? It's supposed to be 20. Oh, I'm just looking now. Supposed to be 25 and cloudy, but no rain. Back to you.
Well, I think we looked on the forecast yesterday around supper time, and I think it said we're going to get some rain here this morning yet. It's still lingering around, I think. But, yeah, it's still quite kind of cloudy and darker skies here in places. So, we just got a slight, the trees are moving just a bit here outside. So it's, it'll be a not bad day overall. But, yeah, in the morning yet, we might get a little sprinkle here and there. And I'll have to check the rain gauge later on when I go outside to see how much rain we actually got. Because at times it came down hard, and it was over the last 5 minutes or so, and it would stop and go into a light, nice rain. But we had a thunder boomer here yesterday, last night. And didn't last too long. And then yesterday morning we had another thunder boomer come through. So several little small cells, I think, were cruising through the air yesterday and causing a little shake-up here and there throughout the province. So I think the big storm was up north there someplace in northern Saskatchewan. But we were just getting small remnants of it periodically here. So, yesterday around 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we had another little thunder boomer, and then it cleared up, and it was nice again. So it was kind of a weird type of day yesterday, really, with the weather. I wanted to go outside and do some stuff, but every time I looked, it was kind of like sprinkling rain, so I said, the hell with it, so I did something else. So I got my Sherry note up and going yesterday, and that's what I'm talking on here right now, is my Sherry note. So I'm not coming through the repeater system. I'm connected directly with my Sherry note, and I'm using a UHF HT handheld to communicate to it, so... So it's kind of like a hotspot, I guess, but it's connected to my network, my home network for now.
Yeah, you're broken up, Randy. Back to you. V5RJM, V5AL.